PATH now has a second two-year grant. Schools, local community organizations, and healthcare professionals like Dr. Sherry Hartman are involved, advocating for community and public school gardens, educational programs, and walking or bike paths in areas considered to be food deserts.
In the first 2 years of funding, the focus has been on the Hurt Park neighborhood, the West End neighborhood, Hurt Park, as well as the Lansdowne neighborhood.
Hartman, the PATH director, says about 35 local organizations are now involved. Gene Morano, WFIR News.